Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. Today is opened up lots of yawns and chills on my side. Has a lot to do with us asking. We ask for guidance. We ask for support. Maybe we're asking our spirit guides. Maybe we're asking other people in the universe, friends and family, and we're asking. And we're trusting that we get the right information. I don't know why I'm laughing at that, but I am. I'm trusting that we're getting the right information. We're going to trust that, oh, I got this message from my spirit guide, or I got this message from somebody, and that's what I need to do. I need to do that. Ooh, and it's like felt this like push, like I need to do this. And all of a sudden you do it, and it didn't turn out the way you thought. Because you were trusting what you thought was your spirit guides giving directions, other people giving you support. Wow, this one's a deep one. Okay. And it really comes down to, they're like, we provide you information. We provide you support. We provide you guidance. They're like, keyword here, guidance.
Keyword, I like that, okay.
We're not always telling you exactly how to do it. That is your right. That is your will as a human being living on earth to choose how you want to trust and how you want it to play out. We're not going to give you the step-by-step details. How would you learn? So we give you clues. We give you guidance. It's up to you on how that plays out. But if you literally, wow, if they're literally following us like we are God and trusting 100% in another source and not just saying like, oh, okay, I got the message. Cool. Like, thank you. And letting it go and letting yourself play out the actions, play out the experience. Oh. Knowing that you got clues, you got some guidance, but it's not all that is. Okay. I gotta get my human brain for a sec here.
So she was channeling some information there, just
Yeah.
to give our listeners a little bit of context here. That was very much channeling from Kim, and then Kim's very, very practical self was like, "Wait a second, I
Yeah.
need to have my feet more on the ground. I need to help people really." So that's where she said, "I got to engage my human brain here, and now here we go."
Yep, they were like going off, and I'm like, in my human brain, I'm like, this is not helpful. It's great information. Again, this is the guidance. So they're guiding me into some information. Now I'm going to integrate that into my human body and be more practical. Like, awesome. Thank you for giving that. Now that just tells me that you told me I have choices. You just gave me ideas of what I can do with the tools and resources that you just gave me, basically a thought. Just got a thought in my head. Now, what am I going to do with that? I'm like, meh. I'm going to trust that when the timing is right, when I feel okay. I gotta give an experience because I'm going in my head to an experience. So, say we didn't know somebody was coming. We didn't know somebody was going to come over, and you were thinking, man, are they going to come over? And you're in your head. Maybe you're asking other people, do you know this person's coming? And they're like, no, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. But yet there's something inside of you that says that they might be showing up. But you're just not quite for sure. Nowhere around you is giving you the yes, they are
The
definitely
answer,
coming.
right? The
Yeah.
exact answer. You're getting a sense that maybe, but you're not getting that yes, no, absolute answer.
And so you're like, okay, and then you just let it go. Here's the first part of it, letting it go. And then, okay, they're not coming. That's okay if they're not coming. If they're coming, it's great. Like, but it's okay. I am okay that they are not coming. I'm gonna stop asking around to see if they're coming. I'm gonna just stop, and I'm gonna go about my life and live like they are not coming. Okay, that this is the part where we let go. We're letting it go. We're not
overthinking
it.
Now it's a good call to, that's the time to let it go, is because that was a question that you cannot know an absolute answer to, because it involves someone else. They haven't told you that. Yep. Your guidance is pointing that they may not. You don't know. That, got to let that one go. Rather than, yep. You know, like an alternative, just to point it out, would be to, you know, get very obsessive about it, get very overly anxious. All sorts of stuff could happen as well. Or let it go.
Yep. And then you get this feeling, for whatever reason today, I feel like, man, I need to clean. Like, I'm looking around and see dust. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I got to get rid of this dust. So I start dusting. And then I feel like, you know what? I'm really craving some cookies. I really want to bake some cookies. So all of a sudden I just bake the cookies. I'm doing them for me. I'm doing this because I enjoy it. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel good when my house is clean. So there's like this drive, this like oomph inside of yourself to be able to do some of this stuff. You're like, man, I haven't felt like this energized for a little bit or something. Like, yeah. You know, who cares if nobody comes in? I want to do this for me. So you start doing it, and all of a sudden that person walks in the door. There's a chance that if you sat there and overanalyzed, are they coming, and you got yourself all worked up, you're going to have a harder time cleaning your home, per se, because you're going to be stressing. You're going to be in that moment of, are they coming, are they not? Then you're going to look at your home and like, this isn't done, this isn't done, this isn't done. And your body's not going to be at rest. It's not going to be at peace. It's not going to be into an enjoyable state where you just feel like, I'm going to do this for me. It stops the flow, if that makes any sense. So you can get more anxious and more nervous. And you start nitpicking all the things around you because this person is coming. Or you don't know if they're coming and you're overanalyzing it. Versus if you're just being, okay, whatever. They may show up, they may not. I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to do it for me. That allows them to come into the door. That allows the experience. That allows another, say, opportunity for you to come to you.
Yes, I would summarize it. I love that. That makes perfect sense to me. I hope everyone who's listening is able to follow that as well. If not, you can always comment. We'll do our best to get back to your comments as quickly as we can. But I would kind of summarize this, Kim, is what I'm hearing is it's, you know, where are we going to invest our energies?
Yeah.
We're going to invest it in, you know what, I don't know, I'm going to let go. And then when you said you like have that feeling to say clean or make cookies, I'd say to you it's even like amped up to a compulsion, like you feel compelled to do that. Like you didn't even really have to make yourself move and clean and dust. It just kind of started like happening. That's what you're saying, right? Be in the flow, so much in the flow. So in a way, you know, you're investing your energies into that rather than investing your energies into the worry, the anxiety, the whatever, which is then, as you described it, the interference. I see like the fuzzy white on the TV from years ago.
Yes.
And, you know, where the picture on the TV went to that, it's all distorted. You can't, you know, see the picture anymore. We invest our energies that way. We can't see the picture. When we're not seeing the picture, that's to say we're not getting the guidance. We're not getting that, oh, I'm going to clean. Oh, I'm going to make cookies. And, oh, you're here. Isn't it wonderful things worked out?
Yep.
So smooth, so easy, so effortless. We get that when we are like in, what would you say, like a... It's like an exchange with our guides. It's a healthy exchange, though. It's not a controlling, trying to force something to happen that can't happen, i.e. a yes or no from your guidance system if the person's coming. You can. I love it, Kim. You're like, keyword guidance.
Yep. The guidance was that they're coming, but we're not going to tell you, because if we tell you they're coming, then you're not going to get your house cleaned. You're going to sit there and like nitpick every little thing, and you're going to get all stressed out. And then you're going to like, do I have it right for them? Do I have this appropriate? Like, you're going to start doing everything for them to make sure that they are going to feel comfortable coming to your home versus you. They want to come there for you. They want to see you happy. They're going to come into that energy.
Yep. Guidance is a very like enthralling energy. It's very much full of vibrancy and life. And that, what you just described there, that was what then the visit became, is the visit became very full of life, not about judgment of, is my house dusty or not? Because quite honestly, anyone who loves and cares for you really doesn't care that your house is dusty. They'll care if you're living in squalor, but if your house just has dust, they'll just be like, whatever, it's dusty, I'm busy.
Yes.
Keyword guidance.
I like this one today.
I do too. Play with it. Play with the guidance.
Yep.
That lighter awesome. Touch. Yeah. Thank you, Kim. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Until next time.